Selectmen's meeting of March 9th, 2026 started at 7:30 as warned, and the board immediately went into executive session with attorney Bob Fisher and brought in clerk Kent Young, and then the executive session was the executive session adjourned at 8:15 and no decisions were made, so now we'll proceed.
Okay, reconvening the select board meeting. Organized board for the coming year. So which means we just need to elect a chair and a vice chair, pick our posting places.
Yeah, you got that one. I have it in there. It's got what we need to, it's highlighted.
This is all my stuff, so I don't have any. There it is.
All right, so you want me to walk it?
Go ahead, yeah, that's fine, yep.
All right, so selectmen agree to retain the same organizational arrangement as previously approved. With the following changes. So let's see, motion or nomination for the chairman.
Nominate Al.
Yeah, okay. I'll second it. If at such time he decides to vacate, we'll deal with
figure
that.
Figure it out there.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, vice chairman.
I'll nominate Coop.
I would nominate him. He's here.
You want to nominate Chris?
I don't care. It makes no difference to me. That's
well,
fine.
I guess we could honorary do it. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it just usually defaults to the senior, but it doesn't matter to me.
I'm just saying, you're here all year. He's not.
So. It's not going to hurt Coop's feelings.
Well, you're saying you want to take that?
No, I'm saying, sure. You want to make the motion?
I mean, I was thinking of it, just simply because Chris is always here, you know, so Coop's not a lot, but I guess I wouldn't want to piss him off.
Chris, you're saying? I don't know. I don't know what you wanted to do.
Let's make it, I'll nominate Coop and then I'll talk to him about it. I'll say, hey, you know, we nominated you this year.
I'll second.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
And I'll
run it by him. When
it's all fine with me.
If he wants to be vice chair, he can be vice chair.
Yeah, and I think there's a likelihood that if Al does leave midterm, then we may be having this conversation again, and at such time we can.
I don't think anybody's feelings.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, certainly not, you know. Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
And then the remainder is to place all necessary publications in the Brattleboro Reformer. We can just do this all together.
Yep.
I think. To hold regular selectmen's meetings on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 7:30 at the Stratton Town office. And to conduct meetings using Robert's rules. And then one change is selectmen's secretary use office personnel instead of me specifically.
That's fine.
Sure.
Yep. Okay. I'll make a motion to accept those rules.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. But I do think Robert should start coming to the meetings.
Yeah, where's this Robert? Where is this Robert?
What are we saying?
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so we get that done.
All right.
Review and approve orders and correspondences. I think we're doing that. Road crew issues, it's not much. I have a little update on the flap grant for the Grout Pond Road. We're getting closer to being able to kind of move forward with the engineering. There's an agreement that the National Forest is going to draft up for what they refer to as a cooperative forest road agreement, which means that the town will agree to plow the parking lot that gets created for the trailhead at the Catamount Trail. And if we could get like a motion to approve that we will do that tonight, it will move things along quicker if they see the minutes of the meeting, and then they can work on drafting up an agreement that we will actually sign, because...
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. That way they can kind of keep the ball rolling, because Martina said sometimes their guys can be slow at creating these agreements, but this will move it along. It'll just, it'll help.
They won't have any excuses.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I have a temporary access permit for the same logging company that's logging on the Grout Pond Road. The National Forest has another like 2 or 3 acre patch cut right up at the top of Joe Jelly Hill. I looked at it with them, I'm fine with it. We almost don't even need to sign these, but he kind of prefers, that the logger prefers that we do, because he's had issues working on National Forest property before with like local people, so I think it's fine. I don't see any issue with it, I'll sign it. It's pretty basic. He's only gonna be there for a couple of days, and then they're gonna probably be moving out of here for a while.
And they can help with God with those clouds.
Yeah. Tomorrow will be my last day for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're getting close, right, 17th?
Wednesday.
Monty's got canceled, did you hear?
Oh, no, what happened?
I sure.
Who?
Yeah, so, the new one, see, was 8, supposed to be 7 or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes like 3 months to test for that again.
Yeah, because it's a 3 month average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
So he's off to June.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it does, but it is.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, the guys know what they have to do. We, as everybody probably knows, we did close Penny Avenue today, and the guys will just be keeping an eye on the mud and just doing spring things, and that's really about it.
What's the rest of the dirt look like today?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, county roads usually are our other thorn, but that wasn't bad this morning. I suspect another warm day will probably...
We're supposed to be like pushing 70.
Yeah.
And then cold.
Half an inch of rain, I think, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And then maybe 3 or 4 inches of snow over the weekend.
That'll be fun when snow's on top of that shit.
Usually good that way.
Yeah. Other than that, there's really not a lot of highway stuff. Everything's kind of...
Plant corn in it. And
everything's rolling along. Then the next thing is to consider appointments... of appointed positions for the coming year.
Yeah, I've got annual appointments. I've got the run down here.
Okay.
And I'll need, once we do it, we'll need to get some signatures, probably just the chair for most of these.
Okay.
Okay, annual appointments would be ZBA members, and I recommend just do a full board appointment instead of the 3 year every staggered, and that way we'll just get them all in. Steve Fletcher agreed to
Senator Thomas.
Yep,
perfect. Yep.
So that would be so you and Boomer and Paul and DR and Steve Fletcher.
Okay,
perfect.
Okay, so a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Is it 4 of us or 5 of us? 5 of us?
5.
5.
Couldn't be
Paul.
4.
You, Paul, DR, you two.
Okay, DR, Steve. Okay, did you ever get any kind of a formal thing from Tom? Probably not. Huh?
No, that's why I thought we'd just do the whole board.
Okay.
Just do it all at once. Because I think you have the authority to.
He'll probably come in here someday to pick up his folder or something.
For the school board.
Okay, and then emergency management director, Victor Rivas.
Yeah.
Ethics liaison, Candy said she would do that.
Ethics liaison. In a new position?
Ethically speaking.
Huh?
That was from last year. Doing, you have the ethics training.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody get the leading? Did anybody ever do that?
I did it.
You did?
It's pretty
dog,
easy.
Dog warden and pound keeper, Pat Salo. Tree warden, Al DuPel. DV fiber reps, Dale Niederhauser. And the alternate is Betsy Wadsworth. Wyndham Solid Waste Management, It'd be me, WRC reps, Renee Mulkey, and Erica Reynolds. And I believe that's everything we're going to approve.
Okay, so a motion for that?
I'll make a motion to approve those appointments.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then Chris, tomorrow, if you come in, we'll get these.
Yeah, I'll be up. I'm going to do your mailbox tomorrow and.
Would you not have a mailbox?
No, you just asked for a new one. I haven't even hit it. I think I whacked Rodney Coney's the other day with a barrel full of slush, but.
Door fell off of it. Right.
Mailbox.
It looks like we have a. Okay, number seven is Town Hall and Rec Area, and it looks like Missy Fitzpatrick has requested to use the Town Hall on April 5th of 2026.
April 5th?
That's what it says. Yeah, I'll give you the note too, but it's April 5, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second.
No.
One other thing I wrote on the board.
Oh, okay, just to make sure it's not a conflict.
Yeah. Wadsworth Company wants to use it April 15th.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Just for training during the day.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody in favor of that?
Aye.
Okay. We need to, has everyone signed the town meeting minutes?
I have not.
Okay. I did them.
No, I just put them in there, that's for today, meeting. A motion to accept it, I guess. Al signed it this morning.
I will on the last page. Man, I have it right once.
Yep, yep. Then while you're signing that, it looks like we have another fleet permit for the GW Tatro Construction Company. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then, would you consider approval of minutes of last meeting, February 23rd?
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Any other business that may come before the board? Cool. Well, can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is that Apple sign here?
Yep.
Everybody but Coop.
Yeah.
Sounds like he'll be back. I think he told me he'd be back this week. I can't remember if he said he's coming Wednesday or Thursday.
About time, he usually rolls in a couple.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone there last week. One day when it was snowing, I just texted him a picture.
Should we adjourn?
Make sure he hadn't forgot what.
We have adjourned, yes.
What snow looked like, so that he sent me a picture of the beach. And then the phone rang a couple minutes later, he's like, hey, how's it going? And we just shut.